Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. Friday morning show. Excited about this one. I'm excited about most of them. Whenever you write the shows, you don't want to write something you're bored with. You know what I mean? And today was episode 1,105 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. Today, I wanted to look forward. The 49ers, you know, again, just constantly trying to find as many ways to look at this draft as possible, right? From different angles, you know, just trying to figure out what will the 49ers do and try to paint a path that clearly demonstrates, man, I think this is kind of the way that they will go. The 49ers are notorious for being the most redshirt program in the NFL. They draft players, they sit players. It doesn't matter where. Draft sit. Not too long ago, we made a shirt that said, I got drafted by the 49ers. All I got was this red shirt. anyway, I love that shirt. I don't think many other people did, but I thought it was hilarious. So what I wanted to do was step back from the big board. Let's step back. You know, we've done mock drafts. We've covered day three guys. We've covered who I think they're going to take in the first round. We wanted to step back from that. What I want to focus on today for the first part of this episode, who are the 49ers losing next year? If they're continuing with this red shirt program, meaning Aaron Banks, right? You draft him, you sit him. Lakin leaves, you start him. This bring these guys in, sit them for a year, then have them replace the guys that are about to leave the building. Well, let's figure out who's leaving the building. So what I did is I created a scale by position, 1 to 10 worry scale. I'm not a big worrier, but 1 to 10 worry scale, 10 being, all right, we should be concerned about this. And there is a 10 position, by the way. And 1, yeah, we have no concern at this position whatsoever. So who's leaving in 2025 that the 49ers could be looking at? Look, let's draft his replacement now, have him learn what it means to be a 49er, learn the system, learn the scheme, learn all those things so that they could Aaron Banks step in 2025. Not that I'm concerned about 2025. I'm not. Super Bowl window's open now. Should be concerned for now. However, the 49ers don't always have that same mindset. John Lynch was asked several years ago, Super Bowl window's open now. Do you push in all the chips or do you build for the future? And John Lynch said, I think we can do both. I think we can do both. So it's 1 foot in, look, we're trying to win now, and 1 foot in, we're going to remain relevant for a long time. We're not sacrificing the future to win now, but we're building both at the same time, which me, I kind of love. I know somebody's listening to this going, well, maybe if we would have pushed in all those chips, we would have won one of these Super Bowls. That is a legit argument. However, I really want to always be relevant. Yeah, I want to win, but I do not like doing mock drafts in September and October. I hate it. I want to be in the race, and the 49ers have done that every single year since 2019. The 1 year, 2020, that was rough, but I mean, good Lord, everybody basically on the team got smallpox and like it was just terrible. But 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023, NFC championship game in every single one, at least 2 Super Bowls, 4 NFC championships in that span. You're right where you want to be. But if we are maintaining this idea of how John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are building towards winning now, but also looking towards the future, I'm hoping today's conversation and the work I put into the contracts and positions will help paint a picture into some of the positions that I think that they could draft. Having said all those things, let's say what's up to the community. What's up, Hugo? He was in here first. Hashtag CC. Jason McGill. Shad, appreciate you guys. Oh, we got Arizona Niners Empire in the house. Probably one of the funnest groups, man. There are so many awesome chapters. But our biggest party we ever threw for the 49ers Rush, you know, road trip, it was in Arizona. It was huge. They show out. And so I don't think that there will ever be a year that we do not travel to Arizona just because of that fan base. That chapter is just absolutely incredible. So shout out to them. What's up, Kim? How we doing, man? Right here, Hugo, just remember Brandon Staley is on the team. How will that impact the draft? What's his tendencies, previous drafts, if any? He likes smart football players. He likes dynamic. He is much more of a traits guy. Talk about Leonard Floyd, top 10 pick out of Georgia, was number 9 overall to Chicago when he was there with Vic Fangio. You talk about Mike Williams. You talk about Derwin James. You talk about, it wasn't Skoronski. It was the other tackle out of Penn State or Northwestern. Anyway, he's a traits guy. And Kyle Shanahan said, you know, he's already had an impact, talking about Brandon Staley, on free agency. He's going to make an impact. There is no doubt about it. So if I think Staley's guys, they're going to be more trait specific. It's just that's the way it's been everywhere he's gone, whether that was Los Angeles Rams, whether that was the Chargers, whether that was the Bears. Traits, traits, traits. Oh, what's up, Kenneth? How you doing, man? Miss you too, man. Miss you, man. Hashtag CC, you guys are the best. What's up, Joe? Agorist, You guys are the best. And Josh, I'll have those questions over shortly. A lot of people don't know. 49ers faithful forever. When you see him in the chat, this dude is the definition of 49ers rush. Helps with draft work, helps with trivia work, which we're going to be doing at our draft party. Josh is the freaking man, and I consider him a great friend and just really appreciate all he does for us. Oh, here we go. Teaser, how many catches did Kyle Juszczyk have this past season? I don't know the answer. Not a lot. I want to say like 9 off the top of my head without looking it up, but I want to look it up so bad. You guys put into the chat, how many catches did Kyle Juszczyk have this season? Now, is that just the season, or does that include playoffs as well? I don't think he had a lot of catches. Oh, I was off. I was wrong. I was wrong. So I said 9. I was wrong. Josh, how many catches do you think Kyle Juszczyk had this past season? That's including playoffs, everything. No, regular season, I was pretty close, actually. So I guess there's two ways to look at it. Is it just regular season? Because there's one answer, and then you include in the playoffs that. But I got both answers. So we'll see who gets this one right. What's up, Steve? How we doing? Daryl, my man, Dave. Man, we got a lot of people in here. This is awesome. Lee Gallant, look at this. What's up, Prez? So good to see you, my friend. So good. It was awesome watching, you know, on your channel, Paul and Crystal. Great show. That was really, really cool. Really appreciate. If y'all don't know, Lee Gallant's the president of the UK Faithful Chapter. Flackers, the man, one of the kindest gentlemen I've ever met, who have actually had the opportunity to hang out with, I think, like 4 times. Hoping we get a couple more this season, my friend. He says, really excited for the draft this year. Back onto the first round. I have a feeling John is going to do some willing and dealing. I hope so. I really, really do hope so. And again, shout out to Lee. He was the one that was on stage in Vegas that announced the 49ers pick when we drafted Samuel Womack. So, Lee, 49ers royalty, if there ever was one. I love it. Oh, what's up, JP? He appreciate the super chat. He says, I need some fundamental drills for baseball. Oh, goodness. John Chapman was not a baseball player. But, you know, you're asking my opinion. As many grounders and pop flies that kids can take, regardless of their position. Hey, throw the ball on the ground, pop it up in the air. The more you can just get them to read the ball off the ground and up in the air, that is huge. And don't have kids sitting and watching. That would be my thing. Get my biggest thing, and again, this is a football coach thing. My biggest pet peeve as a coach was when kids are watching coaches talk during practice. What the hell are we doing here? You got team meetings. You got position meetings. You got film meetings. We're on the field. Kids are working, which probably the players didn't like too much. But, like, I don't like people watching. I want them playing and getting reps and correcting with phrases. I hated when coaches would go on a freaking soliloquy about what they're supposed to do, and you got 22 players sitting around watching one coach talk. Get that out of here. Coaching phrases, 3 to 4 word segments, more reps, more reps. You correct later, not on the practice field. So that's me. Make sure they got a bat in their hand, a glove on their hand, and they're doing something. Whatever you can get the most kids involved in, just reps, just reps, just reps. Even bad reps sometimes are better than no reps, which I might be in a minority on that one. But whenever it comes to kids, you just want to increase the amount of reps they're getting so they feel comfortable so that they can perform. That's my thing. Anyway, that was a fun little tangent, JP. I appreciate you, man. And dude just finished coaching football. Now he's coaching baseball. Ah, JP's the man. Sean, if we want to sustain, definitely need to this draft to produce. Don't care who, what round, or what position, but we need to hit big on at least 2. You know, it's funny because you look at the Niners. They've got 10 draft picks. The goal is to get 3 starters per draft. That's the goal. If you get 3 starters, that's a good draft. And the 49ers have followed that pretty good. Now, last year was a killer. Didn't have a first round, didn't have a second round, didn't even have your original 3rd round. Like, you were picking late. But you got Jair Brown. I think that's all you've got. I don't want to write off the 2021 draft. I think Daryl Luter Jr. is probably the number 2 starter eventually. We'll talk a little bit more about that this episode. But you got Jair Brown, who's going to be a starter. Maybe Daryl Luter Jr. Outside of that, I'm sorry. I do not have faith in last year's draft class. Ronnie Bell, no. Braden Willis, no. Cameron Lotu, God, no. D Winners, maybe. Jalen Graham, maybe as a number three linebacker. Jake Moody, if you want to count that, I don't. Like, there's a lot of issues there. So last year's draft hurt. So you don't want to jump into 2024 and say, well, we only got one starter last year. We got to get more this year. That doesn't work. That you cannot operate on that mindset. You can't do it on the field. You can't do it in the personnel. You can't do it draft. You can't do it coaching. No, 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 no. One play can beat you twice. You don't want that. One draft can beat you in two drafts. Don't do that. Trey Lance trade cost us, set us back. Got Brock Purdy. That makes up for it. Don't allow the hole to get deeper because you're looking in the rearview mirror. Learn from your lessons. Don't trade all that future draft capital away, man. And what's funny is when we trade, when we went out of 2019, right? Because we traded a third rounder. We traded second rounder to get Dee Ford. We traded a third rounder to get Emmanuel Sanders. We traded up to get Brandon Ayuk. So we didn't have like a second, third, fourth round pick. And Kyle Shanahan came and he's like, I'm never doing that again. I hate sitting there and watching all those picks and you got no picks. I'm never trading away that many picks in a row again. Well, what did he do? He goes to trades for Trey Lance and Christian McCaffrey. And guess what? No first rounders, no second rounders, no third round. He did it again to himself. And I see people doing mock drafts and they're like, man, we could trade a second and a fourth of next year. And I'm just like, whoa, pump the brakes, baby. Like, yeah, the window's open now. But as we go through today's episode, I'm a little, how do I say this? Those picks are a premium. Those fourth rounders, fifth rounders, they're a premium. I'm not saying don't trade up. That's all I'm saying.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm saying I want bargain trades. I do not want to overpay on a trade. I do not. So, and John Lynch, I feel like he's been awesome at this. Like the Chase Young deal, right? He's like, look, dude, this is what we're going to pay. Third round comp pick, you don't want it. We're not budging. You want it? This is what we're doing. I want more of that mindset. And so trades that don't happen because teams don't want to take pennies on the dollar, guess what? I'm glad. That's a win. What's up, Phil? How you doing, brother? Matt, my man. Appreciate the super chat. He says, almost draft time, baby. Matt's the man. Yeah, just good dude. So many good people here. I love it. 6 days till the draft. I'm loving it. Okay, now we're getting into the Kyle Juszczyk questions. I gave y'all time. Lee says 3. Guessing less than 15. Lori, you are correct. In the regular season, Kyle Juszczyk had less than 15. Dave says, I guess 16 before I looked it up. Kyle Juszczyk had 14 catches in the regular season. 4 in the postseason. That is the correct answer there. JP. I would trade back out of the first because we need rookie contracts for later round players. Yeah, I agree with you. The problem is, and I talked about, we had our Zoom hangout yesterday, which was really, really cool, by the way. Had a blast. I don't remember which show it was. It was The Athletic, or I think it was Locked On. Locked On Network did like a whole, you know, mock draft with every team's individual podcaster reporting and making the pick or whatever else. And it was as soon as you got to, man, let me see. I think it was Green Bay or Dallas at 24, right? Like that podcaster came on and was like, well, ideally a trade back here, but we're going to take so-and-so. Green Bay, 25. Ideally a trade back. Tampa Bay, trade back. Like every team trying to trade back. Once you get to the back end of the first round, there's no more first round grades. I got 24 first round graded players. We're picking 31. What are the chances one of those are going to be there? It's not high. So you get this back into the first round. Yeah, a lot of teams want to trade back. But the problem is, it takes two to tango. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to have. I wanted to date Scarlett Johansson growing up. Well, that didn't work out. Why? She didn't know I existed. You got to have somebody that's willing to trade. Now, good news is my wife's way better than Scarlett Johansson. She doesn't listen to the podcast. I probably shouldn't say that, but she is. You know, she's Miss Chapman's the best. Scarlett Johansson, get out of here. I don't want your trade anymore. but you got to have a team that wants to trade up. Now, that fifth-year option provides a little bit of value there, but is it enough for a team to overpay to jump up? You know, you look at the teams at the beginning of the second round, the Patriots. What if the Patriots don't go quarterback at 3? Maybe they'll jump up so they can get that fifth-year option for a Penix or a Nix or whatever, whoever falls. Arizona Cardinals, no. They don't need cap relief. They don't need any of that. They're not going to jump up. Washington, no. They're rebuilding. Chargers, maybe a wide receiver falls that they want to jump up for. Tennessee, maybe. Carolina, no. Washington, no. Green Bay, no. Houston, no. Atlanta, yes. Vegas, yes. New Orleans, yes. Giants, yes. So there's options, but that's like you don't get to Atlanta at 43. Like, let's say they want a quarterback. Yeah, I understand they just got Kirk Cousins, but let's be honest. Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles, he's old. Yeah, you got Desmond Ridder there, but nobody believes in Ridder. I could see them trading up, grabbing a quarterback. You get that fifth-year option. You sit him for 5 years. You go into the Jordan Love plan. Vegas, Aiden O'Connell's all you got. Saints, Derek Carr's your guy, really? You're comfortable with that? No, you shouldn't be. So Giants, Danny Dimes, they'll probably take a quarterback in the first. So, nah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't. You got to have a team that wants to jump up. And so I hope that happens. Oh, what's up, Sid? How you doing? Absolutely great to see you. Yeah, right here. Paul Hope says, you are the manly. Pick 172. That's right. Samuel Womack. He announced, what's up, Paul, man? Just got through talking about your show. You crushed it, man. All right. Let's get through some of this stuff. I don't want to talk about kickers at this point. Josh, right here. John, if Cooper DeJean falls at 31, do you take him? Yep. In a heartbeat, man. I love Cooper DeJean. He is my 16th overall player. He can play nickel. He can play outside corner. He can play safety. He can play wide receiver. He can play running back. He can play returner, punt returner. Yeah. And the problem is he's too clean a prospect to last 31. There is not a team that will not have Cooper DeJean on their big board. Clean on and off the field. Yeah, he had the issue at the combine, but he tested. Medical checks, maybe. You know, we're not going to get access to those, but like, oof. Oof. Yeah. Yeah. Right here. Loving the t-shirt. Hey, I got the angry Christian McCaffrey. This is a compliment to my man, Lori, who's in the chat. What's up, man? Lori, nice Canadian. They wouldn't ship the shirt to him. So we found a way to get both shirts here. And then he came to a Rush road trip. I gave him one. So Lori, I got the angry McCaffrey, the angry runs, CMC from Good Morning Football on. Yeah, I love this shirt. It fits awesome too. So I always feel like, you know, yeah, I'm mad. I'm never mad. But anyway, it makes me feel mad sometimes. It's like I look down, I'm like, anyway, let's get to these worry skills. Okay. Let's do this. The 2025 free agents at each position. And then I put a worry scale 1 to 10. 1, not concerned. 10, really concerned. Quarterback, 1, not concerned. Now, you only have Brock signed. You've got Brandon Allen, 1-year deal. You got Joshua Dobbs, 1-year deal. But you got the main quarterback. I would not be shocked if they draft a quarterback in the 7th round. Try to redo that Brock Purdy magic. But I would do that almost every year. Just take a shot on a guy. Just take a shot. So not concerned. Running back, 2. You got Christian McCaffrey for a couple more years. That's fine. Elijah Mitchell will finally be a free agent. So will Patrick Taylor. But Jordan Mason is a restricted free agent. So you've got control over him for a while, too. Now, I know how much Kyle loves Elijah Mitchell, and I won't be shocked if we do draft running back, but I don't think it's going to be in the 3rd round. I don't think it's going to be in the 4th round. I don't think it's going to be in the 5th round. I think it's going to be a late running back. I think that's where the strength of this draft class is. So quarterback, running back, not concerned. Tight end, worry scale, 4. Now, you got Kittle. He's getting long in the tooth. You don't have a tight end, too. You're losing kind of your back end of the roster, guys, who probably won't even make the roster. Sauber and Tongs. I don't think either one of those make it. You do have 2 young pups that are kind of in the wings, right? And Latu and Braden Willis. But I don't think either one of them are really cut out to be a starter, depth players. So tight end is a position I would like the 49ers to draft. This class is terrible. This class is terrible. And they tried to get Brock right, which was a smart move. Didn't work. Yeah, Theo Johnson in the 3rd round, I would be very happy with it. I would be very happy with it. Back to running backs. Josh says, you know, Frank Gore Jr., incoming as an undrafted free agent, I think that's probably where he should go. I have a 7th round grade on him. His tape was all right. It was pretty hard to find traits that were elite or worthy of a 5th or 6th round pick. Now, if he does go undrafted, his dad works for the Niners. Why not? Why not? Right here, Brian says, you know, I like tight end Eric All. Yeah, he's a fit. Iowa tight end. I didn't do a write-up on him, and I feel like a jerk because, you know, my deadline came and passed. Yeah, Iowa tight end. He had a visit with us. And at the end of the show today, if we got time, maybe I'll run it over and do it tomorrow. But, you know, some updates on and draft profile breakdowns on players that are visiting the Niners that weren't previously reported. But yeah, tight end, there are some fits in this draft. But like, how long is Kittle going to be on this team? I know he just redid his deal last year, and I hope he's with us for as long as he wants to be with us. But there's no plan in place currently to replace him or for a tight end, too. We lost Charlie Warner. We didn't replace him. We did not replace him. That's a concern. Offensive tackle. This was a little bit more of a shock to me. I gave it a 5, right in between. Free agents next year, Jalen Moore, Brandon Parker, Sebastian Gutierrez. You know, Colton McKivitz got locked up for a couple more years. At worst, he's a swing tackle. You know, starting right tackle currently, I don't like that. Nobody does. Trent, he's signed for 3 more years. Now, obviously, the Trent Williams retirement's always right around the corner, and you got to have a plan for that. So, you know, obviously, if I do any poll on social media whatsoever and ask positions or whatever, or, hey, which one of these players want to draft, whoever's offensive tackle gets the most votes every single time. I'm not sure the 49ers feel the same way about the offensive line that the fans do. A lot of that has to do with Shanahan's philosophy. I could scheme open all these guys. Our skill players will lighten the box and whatever else. It's going to take a madman to blitz us consistently. Spags, he's done it twice, 2 Super Bowls. Will the offensive line discount that? Well, doesn't matter if your wide receivers don't get any separation at all. I'm talking to Debo. Yeah, he had the worst Super Bowl, I think, his worst game he's ever had in, I think, his entire career. You look at the stat sheet, doesn't say that, but Debo was the first read on so many of those plays where they all out blitzed and man coverage, and Debo just got locked down by not one, but 2 defensive backs. They shut him down. Wish adjustments would have been made to make Ayuk the first read, but it's hard to make those on the fly. We got out coached, we got out schemed, and Debo, you know, it's funny because the offensive line was bad once Feliciano went down. It was good before then. It was great before then. When Feliciano went down and Spencer Burford came in, it was bad. It was terrible. It got terrible quick. But the alerts were in place. Brock Purdy did everything he was supposed to do. Debo didn't answer the call, man. He kept just peppering Debo on those first reads. And Debo just, I don't know how the hell I'm talking about Debo in the Super Bowl. We're talking about offensive tackles. So offensive tackle, I've got the middle. I've got a 5 scale. Obviously, you don't want Colton McKivitz to be your starting right tackle. That's not ideal. But if you put him next to a top-tier guard, he's not bad. He's not bad. Him and Jake Brindle, they're not bad players. They're not good players either. They are average at best starters at those positions that are value contracts that allow you to pay these other positions. I'm tired of it. I want, you look at the thumbnail of this video, it's Brock Purdy building the 49ers' future. Protect that man. Protect that man. You do that, who knows? I really want an offensive tackle. Brian, Pitt State offensive tackle Wallace as a late pick would be a great development play. You know, it's funny. I've got his thing pulled up right here. 49ers just met with him. Pitt State, 6'4", 314, 34-inch arms. Love it. 5'1", 40. Ideal body, but lazy habits. You talk about learning. Highlight tape says day 2 pick. But his tape has a lot of lazy on it, a lot. Heavy-footed, violent at times, anchor solid, struggles laterally. And I put, you know, power scheme fit only, but the Niners met with him. Do they want to kick him into guard? Do they want to put him at right tackle? What do you want to do with that? But he had 40 starts at right tackle at Penn State. And his numbers aren't great. Jalen Moore was my play style comp for him. So he fits that mold, Brian. Right tackle, swing tackle. I think that's kind of what he would be. I've got a 7th round grade on him, but the Niners pulled him in. He's a fit, but I don't think at left tackle. That's where I would disagree with you. But maybe he steps up. The athleticism's there. The length is there to play left tackle in this scheme. Heavy footed, man. It just seemed like I could have put together like a 15 play highlight reel from one game that just made him look like a terrible player, but the traits are there. The quality tape's there. It just wasn't consistent. That's why he's going to be a 7th rounder. And that's why he's going to be there. Sean, we absolutely must add a starting offensive lineman to upgrade this unit. We absolutely must at least try to find a starting left tackle for the future. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Center equals 10 worries. Josh, we'll get to interior offensive line. We are not there yet. Now, if you want to go through the draft book and read who are fits, who are not, who the 49ers met with, who they did it, round grades, all that stuff, we got you. The 49ers Rush 2024 NFL Draft Book is here. 205 prospects completely broken down with combine results, film tape review, background, GPA, major, stats, PFF scores, trait ranks, not one but two play style comps for every one, including how they fit on the 49ers and where they will be drafted. Now, if we have it in book format. If you want the raw data and you want to add in your own scouting notes, we have those things as well. So we got PDF, we've got Google Sheets, we've got Google Docs. We've got a war room style big board where you can see all of the players ranked vertically and horizontally based on round. You want to see who could play center. We've denoted that amongst the interior offensive linemen. You want to know which corners can play nickel. We have that as well, all the way down to undrafted free agent status. And if that's not enough, we ranked every single prospect 1 through 205. So you can figure out who the value is when the 49ers select. And we even put together this customizable chart. So if you want to look at, hey, who has the best 49ers fit on a scale of 1 to 10, you could sort it that way. You want to look at who the 49ers have met with. easy to sort it there as well. Lots of customizable charts that you can create and adapt to however you want them. All you got to do is go to the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. As soon as you sign up, you get access to all this and more. Hopefully you guys enjoy, and this will increase your 49ers draft experience for this year.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There we go. Now, let's get back to it. Defensive ends, I've got a five, just like OTs. Hey, listen to the guys we're losing next year. Not too bad. Austin Bryant, Ernest Brown, Alex Barrett, Sam Okayanahu, I'm sorry if I pronounced that name wrong, and Raymond Johnson. No starters, not even any like second round guys. However, this is the first time we've ever gone into the year currently where, look, I get it. You've got solid starters. Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa are great. After that, Yetur Gross-Matos, all right. Drake Jackson, no. Robert Beal, hopefully he turns it on, but you have not seen enough. You got eight snaps in the Super Bowl, though. That was kind of cool. But, like, man, you only have three defensive ends, and that number three is pretty questionable. Like, this is why I think the 49ers might draft there. But long-term plan, not terrible. Not terrible, but the upside, like, if you had to ask me right now, like, where does the starting or the entire defensive line rank for the 49ers amongst NFL teams? There's 32. I'm putting us at, like, 15. Like, have we ever gone into a season where we have an average defensive line? Because I think that's where we're at. I don't think that we have a good D-line. We sure as hell do not have a good defensive end group. We have two starters. I'm concerned. Like this, I've never felt this way about the defensive line group going into a season. I think they could use a splash there. And I'm going to, you know, Darius Robinson just makes a lot of sense, which, you know, I just loaded a Darius Robinson all 22 breakdown on our Patreon channel on the 49ersrush.com. Just go to player breakdowns. You'll see it right there. I don't know. Yeah, Josh, we have no run stuffers. We really, really don't. It's different group, man. This is a different look. Defensive tackles and defensive ends. It's different. We'll go to defensive tackles now. I got a 7. I have 7 on the worry scale out of 10. Next year, T.Y. McGill's gone. Kevin Givens is gone. Malik Collins has an option that the team can pick up. So you can keep Malik Collins for one more year for $10 million. But right now, scheduled to be, you know, that's a concern. Javon Hargrave's old. And played terrible in the playoffs, I will add. Like, not near as good a run defender as Armstead. Like, we lost our two best run defenders. We lost our three best run defenders, not counting Nick Bosa, Cleveland Farrell, Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw. We lost all of them. And we're about to be losing the next two. Again, I've never felt this way about the 49ers defensive line since Shanahan's been here. It's a different feel. It really, really is. I don't like it. I don't like it. I expect a D end and a defensive tackle to be drafted, possibly two of one of those positions. I know we got the bodies now, And I know we signed a lot of guys. We lost five. We signed four. I don't like it. There are major questions with this defensive line group. And you look at 2025 in the future, it doesn't get brighter. It does not get brighter. Safety, I got a 7 on the worry scale. Hufanga's free agent next year. Taylor Hawkins, Eric Harris, that doesn't really matter. Hufanga is an all-pro safety. Coming off that ACL, I definitely don't expect a deal to get done soon. How cheap of a deal will that be? The NFL has basically said, we're not paying safeties. We're not paying running backs. Shanahan does have the number one running back and highest paid running back. Maybe he'll do the same in safety. I don't know. Hey, obviously, you got to pick who you're going to pay. I want Hufanga to be a lifelong 49er. He is one of my favorite players. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Brock Purdy, you've got, I mean, I'm going to keep going through these names through this, and it's not getting better. Yeah, right here. Hufanga's probably walking. I could see that. I could see it. Linebackers, I got an 8. Dre Greenlaw's free agent next year. Golly. Just got through talking about Hufanga. Now I got to talk about Greenlaw. Why they do this to me? 49ers, you hurt me so good. Yeah, what do you do there? DFF, De'Vondre Campbell, Ezekiel Turner, Curtis Robinson, all free agents next year. Now, you drafted two young pups, D. Winters and Jalen Graham. Maybe they step up, but I got linebackers in an 8. I don't know. I don't know if you could pay. Like, you got to pick. Some of these guys are going to have to go. Greenlaw is my favorite player on the team. We win that damn Super Bowl if he doesn't get hurt. We win it. It's a period. Ah, I love Dre Greenlaw so much. That hurts. I don't know what you're going to do. And so, like Josh says, you know, with Dre's injuries, I don't see us bringing him back unless it's super cheap. What you got about a super cheap extension, and that worked out well, he's got to come back. Him and Hufanga are kind of in the same role. You got to come back and prove you're your old self before extensions are even talked about. Like, not even. And for people that don't understand, you can't cut players that are injured. You can't do that. There's bonuses and all that stuff built in there, and the contract gets honored and whatever else. Like, you can't do that. So, you can't just cut Greenlaw because he injured his Achilles. You can't get rid of Hufanga because of the ACL. You can cut him, but you're taking a huge hit. It doesn't benefit you cap-wise. The only way it benefits you is a roster number, but the 49ers don't have that deep of a roster to even be a concern. So Hufanga and Greenlaw aren't going anywhere this year, but we'll have to see. Do I think both will be back? I do not. Gosh, man. I ain't going to be okay with Greenlaw playing for another team. That's going to bother me. You better go to the AFC. That's all I got to say. And not for the Chiefs. Oh, man. I never want to see Greenlaw play for another team. I don't. Interior offensive line. This includes center. Both guards in the center spot. I got at a 9. Listen to the players we're losing in 2025, or at least the free agents. John Feliciano, starting right guard. Aaron Banks, starting left guard. Ben Bartsch, backup guard. Corey Luciano, backup center. You got Burford, and you got Brindle. That's it. And again, you know, whenever I started all this draft craziness, I said center needs to be paramount focus going into the draft. You look at this even more so. You draft somebody that can have center guard versatility early, you're going to be a happy man. You're going to be a happy fan. I want Zach Frazier. He can start at guard. He can start at center. Jackson Powers Johnson, if he falls, I think he'll be gone. Grant Barton, if he falls, I think he'll be gone by the time the Niners pick. Those are three perfect fits that correct this problem. It's a 9 on the worry scale. 9. I sound German over here. Man, we got to get these guys. And like, I don't like our line now. Look forward, and it's like, ooh, you're missing two guards? I don't even know who the other guard would start is. Nick Zekiel and Spencer Burford? Get that out of here, man. Dikembe Mutombo style, wave the finger. That ain't going to fly. Not going to fly. You can't play with that. So whether you're drafting one early or late, and this draft is peppered with center guard players late in the draft, all through the draft. Like, Look, let's say you don't go early interior offensive line. That's okay. That's okay. Third round, I have six interior offensive line graded. Zach Center, Bo Lemieux, Hunter Narzo, probably one of my favorite players in this draft out of Penn State. Christian Mahogany, Cedric Van Praan, Cooper Beebe. Awesome. Fourth round, I got three. Tanner Bordellini, Dominique Pooney out of Kansas, Mason McCormick, South Dakota State. I got three. Fifth round, like, there are guys. There are guys in this draft. If the 49ers go through another draft and don't draft one offensive lineman, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind. And y'all are going to see it live because we're live, days one and day two. We're going to be down at the Champion Sports Bar in Murrieta. What's it called? California. I'm excited about this. Just outside of Temecula, the Champion Sports Bar, look it up. It's on Hot Springs Road. You could text your spot, 310-847-9150. If you want to go hang out, it's going to be awesome. Days one and day two of the draft at the Champion Sports Bar just outside of Temecula. I talked to Ant with 49ers Cutback. He's one of my favorite people. He's going to be on live with us. Chuck, you know, my best friend, the reason why I started this podcast, he's going to be on live with us, working to get a couple more names to join us day two. But it's going to be Niner-centric coverage, and we're going to be live the whole time. We've been doing this a long time, and I'm excited about this. This is like one of my favorite times of the year. So hopefully you guys tune in. You know, obviously you have your TV on and all that stuff, but we'll be walking you through every pick. Days one, day two, we got you covered. And so if you want to come in person, awesome. If not, you want to watch on YouTube, we got you. It's going to be fun. Yeah, David right here. Ant will be a great addition. That dude, coaching background, puts his time in. He knows O-line better than anybody. Oh, I'm excited, man. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. Chuck's the man. Chuck's my best friend. You know what I mean? Like, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. He's an Eagles fan, but he's a good dude. And he's been on with us.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I think we've done 5 years in a row. This will be our sixth year. I know a lot of other people are starting their live channels during the draft. I think that's great. Go check those out. You bounce around. We've been doing this for a minute. This ain't our first rodeo. I'm excited. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. All right. I got two more positions to get to. Wide receiver, 9 on the worry scale. I had it at 10 and I bumped it back down. These are the guys that are scheduled to be free agents after this year. Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, Chris Conley, Trent Taylor, Tay Martin. That is scary. You add into the fact that the 49ers have a potential out of Debo's contract after next year. They can get out of it really easily. Not saying that's what they should do, but goodness, you're going to have Ronnie Bell and Danny Gray as your only wide receivers. That is a concern. You add to the fact that guess what? Kyle Shanahan spent the second most draft capital and on the wide receiver position since he's been here. Wide receiver is a very real possibility in the first round. Now, if you get Juwan Jennings extended, you get Ayuk extended, that number is going to drop considerably. But right now, oof, it's rough. And, you know, the language out there for the longest time has been you can't pay two wide receivers. To which I say, like, what? Why do you keep saying that? Look at the Tampa Bay Bucks. They did it. Hey, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Look at the Eagles. They just did it. A.J. Brown and Skinny Dude. Like, teams have paid two wide receivers all the time. DK Metcalf. Like, I don't understand where that came from. And like, I don't want to go down that road. I think I know where it came from. It's just not a logical statement. It is a unsubstantiated claim to drive hysteria and panic. Maybe I'm overstating and it catches on, but it's not, it doesn't make sense, especially with the salary cap jumping up. Now I'm saying, is it smart to pay two? That's a different discussion. You can pay them both. You can pay them both. Can you pay all three? We'll see. We'll see. I think Juwan Jennings or Ayuk will be locked up long term. Not sure which one. Not sure which one. But you can't even really talk about that until after the draft, because you don't get that $18 million from Armstead's release until June 1st. That's not on the books currently. So even if you wanted to extend one of them, you got to wait till the 1st. You got to. So wide receivers, that's a 9. You talk about first round, good Lord. Yeah, Brian, you know your stuff, brother. Wouldn't mind McConkey at 31 if he's there. Feel like he's made for Purdy. He is. Timing routes, great routes. I don't like McConkey as much as most, but I do like him. Where did I have him? I was high on him, but not as high as everybody else is. I had him in the second round, didn't I? Or did I put him in the third? No, yeah. I had him second round. But I have him behind Xavier Worthy. I would prefer Worthy personally. I've got Worthy, Franklin, McConkey in that same tier, all right after each other, second round grades. And then my late second round grades are Leggett and Polk. I think Polk's a better fit personally for an Ayuk role. McConkey is McConkey. He can do all three roles. Jalen Polk is a perfect X wide receiver, but yeah, I'm not upset about that. And our last position, and this is a perfect 10, my biggest concern, cornerback. It's bad. I have to scroll over. It doesn't even fit in one page on Microsoft Word where I do my notes. Listen to the guys that are expected to be free agents next year at the cornerback position alone. Charvarius Ward, Diamador Lenore, Isaac Yiadom, Rock Ya-Sin, Ambry Thomas, Chase Lucas, Kamon Hall. That is scary. So it's not only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names. It's your top two names. It's Charvarius Ward and Diamador Lenore. You know, and all the offense gets all the mentions all the damn time. I get it. It sells. We need points. Charvarius Ward and Diamador Lenore are so damn important. I want to keep Demo more than almost any player. If you asked me, you know, now the problem is corners are expensive. They're not cheap. But the 49ers don't draft corners. We haven't drafted a corner before the third round. You talk about Kool-Aid McKinstry on the board at 31, which is a possibility. That is a very real possibility. The Niners' hands might be forced. Might be. Get that dude in here. I would be very happy. Yeah, I got a first-round grade on me. He's number 24 on my big board. You pick him at 31. That's value. Will he fall? Will he be there? Now, if you don't go corner early, yeesh. There's a lot of corners in this draft. And, you know, if you had to tell me, like, okay, this player will be on the 49ers team, Andrew Phillips, I've talked about him all the time in Kentucky, just a perfect fit, second, third round guy. Max Melton, like, there's guys. There's a lot of guys. But corner is scary. Like, and that's the thing. We're getting into this position where it's scary. Like, you got to focus on 2024. The Super Bowl window is wide open right now. With the roster you currently have, you are a Super Bowl. You are the Super Bowl favorite on every betting site. Everyone. But, man, if you don't get three or four starters out of this draft, right, that's where we started. You want three starters. So, you got to get a corner. You got to get an interior offensive lineman. You got to get a defensive lineman. Like those three spots, you got to get those minimum. Now you pepper in some other ones. Maybe you get an offensive tackle or a tight end or a safety. All right. Now you're cooking. And you can't make up for all these positions because, again, corners, I got a 10. Wide receiver, interior offensive line, 9. linebacker 8, defensive tackle, safety 7s. Those are your like, red alert, red alert. You got to get some of these guys, man. You got to. Yeah. Dave talking about listening on 2x speed and now he's back to normal. I sound drunk. Not drunk yet, man. It's too early. I'm still drinking coffee, buddy. not drinking today. Today is not a drink. So, and right here, Josh, let's say you go out and you get Darius Robinson and Max Melton. Oh, that's awesome. But you didn't touch offensive line with the first, second round. Fans are going to be pissed. Fans going to be pissed. This might be what's best for the team, though. Defensive end, corner are bigger needs than offensive tackle. I don't think that it's a bigger need than interior offensive line. I've got those three are the most important positions. And that's why it just keeps screaming. Everybody's talking tackle. And like, listen to me whenever I say this. Colton McKivitz is way better than Jake Brindle, okay? So if we're just talking starters, Colton McKivitz is a way better player than Jake Brindle. Now, look at the offensive tackles. You're losing Banks, and you're losing Feliciano and Ben Bartsch next year. That, in my opinion, is your top three guards. A lot of people have Burford, including our 49ers. We put Burford in, but Ben Bartsch is more consistent. You're losing your top three guards. And your worst starter on the entire team is your center. That's why I get the tackle, and I get the premium position, and I get Trent Williams' age. I get all those things. The biggest issue is interior offensive line. On this roster, on the starting lineup, on contracts. Right here, Jesse says, Niners have drafted 2 linemen in the first 2 picks. Yeah, but man, you look at that corner. You can look at the corner depth chart. It's terrible, man. It is terrible. Daryl Luter Jr. has to start next year, period. That's even if you keep one of these guys. You need corners. You need corners. You need them. Right here, Eli says, JC, who are the top 5 centers in the draft? And again, if you have our draft book, you can see I designate my interior offensive line rankings, who is a center, who isn't. Jackson Powers Johnson, 1. Zach Frazier, 2 for me. Graham Barton, 3. Bo Limmer, 4, Arkansas. And Hunter Narzad, I love him out of Penn State. He is a perfect Niners fit. He is Jake Brindle with upside. Those are my top 5 guys. After that, Cedric Van Praan, 6, Cooper Beebe, 7, Tanner Bordellini, 8, Mason McCormick, 9, and number 10, Dylan McMahon out of NC State. So there's guys. There are guys. I would love him. And I just saw right here, what about Cooper Beebe? Yeah, taking him later. He can't play tackle. He has the shortest arms ever. I know he played left tackle at K-State. That dude, Colton McKivitz has the shortest arms of any starting tackle in the NFL currently. He has his arms are 2 inches longer than Cooper Beebe's. Like, he's a center guard only. But yeah, you put him out there, worst case scenario. I like Cooper. Right here, trade up to Fuaga. Slick. I don't disagree with the player and all that stuff, but that doesn't help. Quarter, wide receiver, interior offensive line, which are bigger needs. But man, Fuaga's awesome. If we did trade up, and again, I'm going to keep saying this, trade up for one of the top 5 tackles, I'd be cool with that. Tanner that low. Yeah, I don't think I'm low on Tanner. I think I'm higher than most people. I mean, I've got a 4th round grade on him. This is just a loaded class. Where's mock draft consensus? Let me look at the mock draft. Maybe I am low on them. I don't think I am. Let's see here. Consensus, big boards. I'm over on mock draft database. I'm clicking interior offensive line. Who did you say I was low on? Tanner. So he's 143 on the consensus big board. Where am I at with? I spelled his name wrong. I always spell his name wrong. It's like Tanner. I'm 110. I got him at 110. So I've got a 4th round grade on him, but I'm about 30 spots higher than consensus. They got him 143. I got him 110. So I don't think I'm too low on him. But, I mean, he's a fun player. He's a fun player. I like him a lot. And right here, yeah. Josh, if you trade up in this draft, it's going to cost you a haul. You want to get Fuaga, you're trading a future second and a third round pick this year. And so go back to your thing of getting three starters. Oh, you're in trouble now. But you could put Fuaga at guard. That's not an issue at all. A lot of teams will have him measured at guard. Not Shanahan systems. They'll have him at tackle. But you could move him to guard, then kick him to tackle. That would be a problem. I will not be upset if we trade up for a tackle. Would not. But that third round pick could be a starting nickel for the next 4 years. Like, you know what I mean? Fuaga would be sweet, man. Ah. Right here. Dan, I could not disagree with you more. And I want to spend some time talking about this. This would be the last thing we probably talk about unless we get some more awesome questions. Michael Hall Jr. Now, I know that there are several podcasters out there that talk about how great Michael Hall Jr., the defensive tackle out of Ohio State, is. He's met with the 49ers. They like him. He's 21 years old, 6'2", 290. His highlight tape is unbelievable. He's the smallest defensive tackle in this class. Like, he is the most undersized guy ever. And he's an athlete. I'm not disagreeing with that. Now, here's the truth. And some of you guys might not like this. I spelt his name wrong. He is one of the worst players against the run I've ever graded. Ever. He is a pass rush specialist only. Only. That's all he is. Smaller guy. He had a hamstring at the combine, so he didn't test on anything. So you're like, all right, this is a small guy. But he packed on 10 pounds. After his combine. So he can add weight, which I do like. Ran a 4.75. That's great. Didn't do short shuttle or three cone, which was a problem because that should be one of the areas that he dominated in, and he didn't test it. That was weird to me. But again, like, man, listen to my write-up on him. I hated his tape. Undersized uses to his advantage. It's Michael Hall out of Ohio State, defensive tackle, who some people think is a possibility at 31. I do not. He's not a complete player. He's a pass rush specialist only on the interior. He's Kevin Givens. That's what he is. Shoots gaps with the best of them. Great at getting all the linemen's hands off of them. I do like that. But when he doesn't, he gets destroyed. I think I counted like 6 or 7 plays in one tape where he got driven back at least 10 yards. Looks like a linebacker, has no bad weight on him, wins early or doesn't win at all. Double teams, major concern. Does not anchor well. Might be a pass rushing defensive tackle is only. Will not be on several teams' big boards because he is a definition tweener. And like, is he a defensive end? You want to put him out there? What do you want to do with him? He was bad. Where do I have him? It's bad. Like, y'all are going to laugh at me. Yeah, I'm so low on this dude. He's number 128 on my big board. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're drafting him for what he can be. If you want pass rush on the interior and you put a premium on that, and I know other podcasters are really high on this kid. I'm sorry, man. I do not see it. Number 128 on my board. I do not want anything to do with this. But again, you roll guy, and you're just saying, look, dude, you just come in on third downs. That's it. You're talking about somebody, you're going to spend a first-round pick on somebody that's going to get 20 snaps a game? Oh, I don't know, man. He's young. Yeah, he'll be 21 at the start of the season. He's young. He's got athleticism. Upside's there. Game tape sucks. He's got 2 sacks. You're going to draft a pass-rushing defensive tackle. That's all he does. He had 2 sacks. 2. 5 quarterback hits. Like, the metrics don't match. The tape doesn't match. The highlights do. You'll see some fun, like, whoo, and he'll be right back there and whatever. He's got 2 sacks. You cannot draft a pass-rushing defensive tackle that has 2 sacks. That's why Chop Robinson's like the same thing. Really, you're just a pass-rushing defensive end? How many sacks you got this year? 3? 3? I got nickel corners with more sacks than you. Like, I don't know. Now, second round, I could get it. I get it. Pass rushing's a premium. But, like, come on, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at this. Simple Jack's your tag. That's awesome. Rob Lauder in the house, which I just did a show with him. And, man, he has been crushing the draft series. I don't say this often enough. I probably, you know, I try to listen to and support as many of the Niners channels as I can. Rob Lauder's probably my go-to. Just incredible job, as always. Anytime after a 49ers game, especially when I'm on the road, first thing I listen to is probably Rob Lauder's show. Go check it out. Morning, buddy. I like that Simple Jack's your tag, man. That's awesome. Tropic Thunder is one of the greatest movies of all time. Absolutely incredible. But I don't know. And Brian right here. Brian, dude, you know your stuff. He says, I have Hall number 88 on my top 100. You like him more than me, but you're down way more than most. Whenever I look at this Niners roster, you just heard me. My biggest concern is we can't stop the run with our current defensive line long term. So you're going to go get a pass rush specialist only. You lose your three best defensive run stopping guys, not named Nick Bosa, and now you're going to go get a pass rushing specialist? Ah, I don't know, man. Rob says, appreciate you. I've had this tag since that movie came out. Can't bring myself to change it. No way. Can't change it, man. That is incredible. I don't think most people will believe you're Rob Lauder, but appreciate you, man. Hope the family's doing well, buddy. They just had a youngster, a little boy, I think, and happy for you and your family. We need more Louders in this world, just making the place a better place. And so shout out to you guys. It's been a fun show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully I didn't piss anybody off too much, but I get it. Most of our shows are positive and looking forward. But if we're looking at this from a statement of, okay, what are we losing? If the Niners stay with this red shirt philosophy, offensive tackle ain't going to be it, guys. I hope it is. That's what I want. I get it. But if we're just looking at the future, corner, wide receiver, interior offensive line. Those are the three greatest corners, glaring. So don't be shocked when we take a wide receiver in the first round, a corner in the first round, or a center in the first round. Because, man, if you don't start planning now, you're going to be in trouble when that bill comes next year. It's going to be rough. So again, win now. But we're also building to the future. If you hold those two things in tension, I think it tells a story of where the Niners could go early. You guys are the absolute best. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning
planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.